forgot to turn the heat on, but we'll see if it's warmer tomorrow night, Lord willing. We're going to read a portion in John's Gospel, chapter number 3. The Gospel of John, chapter number 3. And verse number 16. A very famous, popular verse in the Bible, John 3:16. We read there, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Now the Lord will bless the reading of his word. I was looking on the internet today at people on death row. There's a whole list of them. Some of them have been there for 20 years. Must be a painful thing to be guilty of murder, I assume, and be sentenced to death and sentenced to die and wait all those years for the execution day. It must be terrible waiting, looking forward to that day. I suppose there's always a little hope that the governor might pardon them, but they eventually, a lot of them, get electrocuted. Just recently, there was a man, Stanley Williams, Tookie, I guess they call him, that had been something near 20 years. I think he was guilty of 4 murders, and he was headed up some sort of a gang, and he was electrocuted not too long ago. Here's the last words I think they know that he ever said before he was electrocuted. He said, "Oh no, not that. Jesus, Muhammad, Moses," and he died. He called on Jesus, Moses, Muhammad, and he died. Must be terrible waiting on death row. Just waiting till the day. Imagine 6 o'clock in the morning, somebody's going to be electrocuted. Sleep that night. I don't imagine they sleep very much through the night. Waiting for that day when they sit them in the chair and push the button, and their life is gone in a moment. Well, let me tell you something. That's terrible. But let me tell you, if you're here tonight and you're not saved, you might not know it, but you are on death row. You have been already sentenced. You've been already condemned. And the execution hasn't taken place yet. But it will take place unless you get saved. There's salvation. Now I'm going to prove that to you from the scriptures. And it's good that you see that. If you see that, then you'll do something about it. And you can do something about it. You can do something about it tonight if you're here and you're not saved. Then you're on death row. Just one verse will prove that. Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death. That's the ultimate end of the wages of sin. And the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of that sin is death. We're on death row. We've been sentenced to death. The execution day hasn't come yet. The execution day is in the judgment. It might help you to understand something, that the world has been judged already by God. And in Romans chapter number 3 and verse 19, it says the whole world is guilty before God. God has a court in heaven. And he's already taken mankind into his court because they're sinners. He's already passed the sentence upon them of judgment. And the judgment is condemnation. And the insult of that is death. But the good news is that the execution day hasn't come yet. And in between the time of God's judgment that took place in the Garden of Eden and the execution day, God has sent a Savior into the world, a Redeemer into the world, to deliver those on death row that they might be saved and not die in their sins. Now, I'm going to show you that. I've already read it. John chapter 3 and verse number 6:18, it says this. He that believeth not is condemned when? Already. That means at the present time. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. You're already condemned. God is never going to condemn you. You're already condemned. You've already been judged. God already knows you're guilty. He hasn't executed you yet. And he won't execute you until the great white throne judgment in the future when all the dead, wicked dead, stand before God. And that's the execution day. That's the execution day. Now, to show you this, in Romans chapter number 5 and verse 18, we have Adam in view, who was the first sinner in the human race. And in Romans chapter 5 and verse 18, we're all born in Adam's family. If we could trace our family tree back, every one of us would go back to the same person. We're all offsprings of Adam and Eve. Eve, her name means the mother of all living. And we're all offsprings of Adam and Eve. Now it says in Romans 5 and verse 18, therefore as by the offense of one, that is Adam, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. There it is. Because we're born into Adam's race, we're born into a condemned race. We're all defiled when we're born. We're sinners when we're born. We don't have to sin to be a sinner. We're born sinners. It's part of our nature. Just as much as our flesh and our bones and our blood. Sin is in our nature. We got it from Adam. And God says that by the offense of one man, judgment came upon him and all men unto condemnation. Now, let me tell you this. When God judged sin, Adam, in the garden, he did not judge his sin. In the garden, he judged the sinner. If he'd have judged the sin, he would have executed Adam right there. And he would have been banished to hell forever. He didn't judge his sin. He judged the sinner. And he drove him out of his presence. He drove him out of the garden. Closed it off with a flaming sword. And Adam was separated from God. But out there, outside of the garden, is separated from God, that God made a provision for him and all men. And sacrifices, and eventually the sacrifice of Christ. Had he judged sin, he would have banished Adam forever from his presence. Now, the sinner was judged in the garden. Sin was judged at Calvary. That's where sin was judged. When the Lord Jesus was, who knew no sin, it says he was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So it's good to see that. The sinner was judged in the garden, and he was driven out of the presence of God, and we're born in that man, and we're under the same judgment, the same condemnation, the same separation that Adam was under. That's what this verse says. By the offense, the sin of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. All men to condemnation. So we're all born in a condemned race. Then a little later on in the history of man, God gave a law, the Ten Commandments. And there's nobody that can take and read the Ten Commandments and come to the conclusion that they've never sinned. That the law condemns us. It's called a ministration of condemnation in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9. It's called the ministration of condemnation, rather. So, We're not only condemned in Adam and under judgment in Adam, but we're condemned by the law itself. The Bible says, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things in the law, as they're written, it will continue in those things, in Galatians 3, verse 10. See, if we offend the law in one point, James says, we're guilty of it all. So, the law adds a condemnation upon us. So, we're not only condemned in Adam, but we're condemned by the law, the Ten Commandments. I remember talking to a man who thought he was good enough to go to heaven one time, and I took the Ten Commandments and read them to him. When I got through, he said, well, I've broken eight of them. He'd only broken 80% of the law, and he thought he was going to make it in heaven. Our laws aren't very strict, but I'm afraid if we broke 80% of the laws of our land, we probably wouldn't be here tonight. We'd be behind bars. So the law condemns us. The law never could save anybody. Keeping the law can never save anybody, but it does condemn us. The law of our land condemns us. The law of our land doesn't help us to keep it. It tells us when we break it, we're going to have to pay the fine or the penalty, whatever it might be. So you, a sinner, an unsaved person, still in their sin, still in Adam, unforgiven, never been saved, never been born again, they're on death row. They're on death row. You're on death row if you're here and you're not saved. There's an execution day, a date. Nobody knows when it is. But it's sure to come. But you don't have to go there. You don't have to go to that execution. Because God has provided a salvation for us. We, the sinner, have been judged already. And our sins have been judged already on the cross. When the sinner that has been judged already and separated from God, who is on death row, turns away from that and turns to the Savior who was judged for their sins and puts their trust in Him 100%. John 3:18 says, he that believeth on Him is not condemned, no longer condemned, out from under that condemnation. But he that believeth not is condemned already. So don't ever think God's going to condemn you in the future. You're born under condemnation. You're living under condemnation. As long as you don't trust Christ, you're still on death row. Terrible to be on death row. Then there's another condemnation. I read in John chapter 3 and verse 8 and 19 that light has come into the world. This is the condemnation. That light, understanding, has come into the world. But men love darkness rather than light, and they will not come to that light. Now, the light of the world is different aspects, but the light there, obviously, is the person of Christ. John chapter 1 and verse 9 says that He is the light that lighteth, giveth understanding to everybody that comes into the world. He said, I am the light of the world. He simply meant, I'm come to give people the understanding, help them to understand that there's only one way to escape and get off of death row, and that's by trusting, believing, trusting, depending on Me. Man has the light of creation. Psalm 19:7, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Romans 1:20 says that they have the light of creation, and they're without excuse. Man also has the light of conscience. We know when we do things that are wrong. Even without the Bible telling us, we know it's wrong to steal and lie and cheat and things like that. And we have the light of the Word of the Lord. The Bible said the gospel is light. The Bible says that the devil is blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them and that they should be saved. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Christ is the light of the world. So you see, a person that's not saved is on death row. I didn't realize that before I was saved. I'm afraid I would have been saved a long time ago if I'd have realized that. I got this crazy idea that I had as good a chance to get to heaven as the other fellow. And I probably did. But what I didn't know, they never had a chance. So my chance any better than theirs was a bit better because I wasn't going to make it by thinking I was a good person. You know, they tell me that the problem with people, mostly, they've got a low self-esteem. You know, think about that. I meet people every day that tell me that they are good enough to go to heaven. That doesn't sound like they got a low opinion of themselves. Heaven's a perfect place, and people think they're good enough to go there, and they got a low self-esteem. Where's the low self-esteem? That's a pretty high one to me. I don't think you get much higher. See, and as long as you're thinking that way and refusing the light of the Word of God and refusing the Lord Jesus, the light of the Word, refusing to trust in Him, then you're still on death row. Condemned already. You'll never stand before God and hear those words. You're condemned already. God has already tells you you're condemned already. He that believeth not is condemned already. That's facing reality. You go to the doctor and the doctor tells you you've got a terminal disease. We can't do anything about you. You've got to face the facts, whether you like it or not. And when you go to the Word of God, you're going to come to the conclusion, I'm under condemnation already. I was born under that condemnation. I live under that condemnation. And I don't trust Christ as my Savior. And the Bible says you're condemned already. Just waiting for the day of execution, the day of judgment. What a terrible day that will be. There's a long list of people on the internet that's on death row. I didn't realize there were so many people. A whole list of them. But there's a bigger list on the other death row. Millions and millions of people that are living without Christ, not trusting Him as Savior. He that believeth on Him is not condemned. He that believeth not on Him is condemned already. Already on death row. The book of Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 3 says this, the soul that sinneth shall surely die. That's on death row. You're not dead yet, but you're on death row. You're headed to death. Babies are born and we say there's a little child just starting to live. Not really. They're just starting to die. They're not on a journey to life, they're on a journey to death. They're growing up and they're headed toward physical death. And they're going beyond that. There's going to be a resurrection. If they're never saved, they're going on to what the Bible calls the second death. That's the execution day. God doesn't judge people there. Nobody goes to the great white throne judgment in Revelation chapter 20. Nobody goes there for God to determine whether they're going to heaven or hell. There'll be nobody there but unsaved people. It's the place of execution. When God gives up on people and they're carried away and they die and they're resurrected and they stand before God, the books are opened and there's a great white throne set up and all the dead stand before that throne. This is the second death. At least 1,000 years before that, there's a resurrection called the resurrection of life. Blessed are they that have part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power on them. Terrible. So I hope you realize if you're not saved, you are just on death row waiting for the execution day. How am I going to get off of that? Well, the verse tells us, John 3, verse 17, 18. He that believeth on Him is not condemned. Well, you say, I believe about Him. That's not believing on Him. I believe about that chair you're sitting in, but I'm not in the chair. You are. You believe on the chair. You're in the chair. The word on, believe on, the word on is a little preposition. It means an action toward the object. If I were to sit in that chair, believe on that chair, I believe the chair would hold me up. If I were to sit on that chair, I'm moving toward the chair and I'm sitting my weight on that chair. I'm trusting in that chair and it holds me up. And when you trust Christ, it's an act of your will. Whereby you agree with God, I'm a sinner. I'm on death row. I deserve to die for my own sins, but Christ died for my sins. And I'm going to turn and I'm going to, by an act of my will, I'm going to put my trust 100% in Christ as my Savior. And it's got to be 100%. Can't be less. You don't trust me 100%, you don't trust me. You don't trust anybody 100%, you don't trust them. It's got to be 100%. In other words, you can't trust anything else. You may have been baptized. That won't help you one bit to get to heaven. You might be a good living person. I hope you are. It won't help you one bit to get to heaven. You might do all those things. It won't help you one bit to get to heaven. There's only one passport into heaven, and it's Christ and the sacrifice He made for your sins. That alone will get you off of death row. That alone will save you from the second death. And it might even save you from the first death, because there's a rapture coming. And for those who are born twice, they might not even die once. If the Lord should come tonight, I'm not even going to die once. But those who are only born once, they're going to die twice. They're going to die physically. They're going to be resurrected. Then the execution day, called the second death, where they're cast into the lake of fire. That's not good news, is it? But the salvation God has provided for sinners to get them off of death row is good news. But I'll tell you, you can't have the good news without first agreeing with the bad news. People want the good news, but they don't want the bad news. You face the facts that you've got a problem, that and you can't get into heaven in your sins. You face that fact. That's a fact you've got to face and turn to Christ. And the good news is in Christ. He says, "He that believeth on Him is not condemned, no longer condemned." John 5:24 puts it this way. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on Me, heareth My word, and believeth on Him that sent Me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation." That's a future condemnation. That's the judgment day, the execution day. A believer in Christ will never come into that judgment. My judgment took place 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary. That's where my sins were judged. And God has made a provision for all sinners there, but their sins are not forgiven until they take that provision, until they accept that Savior. I trust tonight, if you're not saved, that you'll realize that you're headed toward an execution day. You're already on death row, and you're headed toward an execution day. That day is bound to come. The Bible says the appointed once unto man to die, and after that the judgment. But we want you to know that you don't have to go to that judgment. You don't have to go to that execution day. You can be saved by turning to the Savior, acknowledging your sins, returning to the Savior, putting your trust in Him 100%, you can be saved and never go to that terrible day. May the Lord help you as my brother continues.
Why don't we stand and sing just one verse of the hymn, warm up a little bit more. Number 3, just the first verse only in the chorus of number 3. Again the blessed gospel I have heard, that word divine and true, and God again has spoken to my soul. Oh, now what shall I do? I come to Thee, my God, I do Thy love believe. I do accept Thy gift of life and peace. I do Thy Son receive.